William Stetson Kennedy was born October 5, 1916, in Jacksonville, Florida, to a wealthy white family. From a young age, Kennedy witnessed the inequalities of a segregated society, collecting payments for his father's business and Jacksonville's black community. Eventually, Kennedy's view of segregation became a point of conflict with his family, says his friend Wayne Wood, alluding to a racial slur.
One of his brothers, I believe it was, said, "Stetson, sometimes I think you like those N-words better than you do us." And he stood up and said, "Yes, I do." And he walked out of the house, and I don't think he communicated with some of those family members for decades afterwards.
Kennedy went on to work for the Federal Writers Project, part of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. He and famed novelist Dora Neale Hurston traveled the state documenting the stories of working people, farmers, carpenters, and former slaves. He made this recording of turpentine worker James Griffin in 1939.
"Here I go, right back in jail again. Here I go, right back in jail again."
But Kennedy is perhaps best known for infiltrating the heart of the Ku Klux Klan in Atlanta, Georgia. He collected information on the Klan's plans and membership roles and leaked it to the press and to a popular radio program.
"Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!"
In 1946, millions of listeners tuned in to the 16-part story of Superman's takedown of the Ku Klux Klan.
"Today, the Daily Planet's attack on the Klan of the Fiery Cross has brought their vengeance down on Perry White, and the symbol of hatred burns again, this time at the door of the gray-haired editor."
People got out of the Klan, or they quit the Klan because they didn't like the exposure the Klan was getting, and they didn't want to be associated with a group that was now being cast as, you know, an arch villain.
That's James Cusick, curator at the University of Florida's P.K. Young Library, where many of Kennedy's papers are held. He says Kennedy's work helped expose the terror group and ensured the Klan lost its status as a tax-free charitable organization. Well-known existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre published Kennedy's account of the Klan in France after U.S. publishers turned Kennedy down. He also cherished a long friendship with folk singer Woody Guthrie, writer of This Land Is Your Land. Guthrie even wrote campaign songs for Kennedy's ill-fated bids for public office, like this one covered by Grammy-nominated artists Billy Bragg and Wilco.
"Stetson Kennedy, writing his name in. Stetson Kennedy."
But the place where Kennedy's legacy really lives on is called Beloofahatchee.
Beloofahatchee means a place where all unpleasantness is forgotten and forgiven.
Karen Romilly, Kennedy's stepdaughter, helps maintain Beloofahatchee, his lakeside home overlooking cypress trees laden with Spanish moss. But outside of this place, he's not a household name. But James Cusick says the unlikely social justice figure is still relevant today. At a time when political and racial divisions are at the forefront, he says, look to the words of Stetson Kennedy.
"It's not really so easy or so final to try and stop prejudice or stop racism or everything it brings with it, that each new generation kind of has to confront the fact that the roots of it are still kind of there in society."
A century after his birth, Stetson Kennedy fans hope Floridians will rediscover his work and help keep his memory alive, as he did for those before him. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Kate Payne.